The IU Summer Theater offers a stylish production of Jane Austen's Persuasion, directed by Dale McFadden. Jennifer LeBlanc's adaptation is a thoughtful one, with Austen's words, dialogue, and insights nicely staged. Jane Austen fans in South Central Indiana have been well served. Last summer's IU Summer Theater offered her Sense and Sensibility, and the Department of Theater and Drama recently gave us Pride and Prejudice. Some of this summer's cast are veterans of all three productions. In Persuasion, a 19-year-old Anne Elliot is persuaded by her father's adamant demands and the counsel of her godmother to break her engagement with promising but improvident Captain Wentworth. 8 years pass. Anne refuses one offer of marriage, and her bloom fades. The captain's fortunes prosper. Fans of Austen were immediately charmed and reassured in the Wells Metz Theater as Jennifer LeBlanc's adaptation begins with a nod to the book, as an actor delivers lines from the novel. Jane Austen didn't live to see Persuasion published. The title came from her brother. She only referred to the manuscript as the Elliots. Sir Walter Elliot of Killylinch Hall is a silly, self-infatuated, widowed baronet, played with nicely involved humor by Henry Warrenitz. He has three daughters. There's Elizabeth, Erin Logan, Sir Walter's ally, the beautiful Elliot; Mary, Tara Chusano, the married, comically hypochondriacal Elliot; and then Anne, just Anne, Ashley Dillard, the mostly ignored Elliot. Nearby is Uppercross Cottage, the home of daughter Mary and her comfortably countryman husband Charles Musgrove, Justino Brokaw, and their two rambunctious sons. The great house of Uppercross is home to Charles' doting mother, Jennifer McKnight, and his two sisters, the energetic Louisa, Julia Kleinstiver, and the more reticent but still lively Henrietta, played by Erin Logan, when she isn't playing Elizabeth. It's a tribute to Austen's writing, LeBlanc's adaptation, McFadden's direction, the skills of the actors, and the craft of the costumers that the separate households and their characters in Persuasion are nicely and very humanly sketched. Austen veterans will be reminded and first-timers enlightened. In one neat short scene, Anne, as often, is in the middle. She's the confidant of Charles, telling her that Mary is too stiff with the boys, and Mary telling Anne that Charles won't discipline them. Then in a second round, Mary complains that her mother-in-law feeds them too much cake, and the mother-in-law complains that the boys are so energetic that only cake will calm them down. Sir Walter has been progressively running up debt at Killylinch Hall to preserve what he believes are the essentials of his lifestyle and position. It's only with great difficulty that Anne and his attorney, Ryan Clouse, persuade him to lease the estate and to move to a home in the resort city of Bath. At first, Sir Walter is dead set against Navy men. For reasons of pride of place and his own aesthetics, he complains that the opportunities of the war have allowed them to advance beyond the levels of the older landed gentry, and that sea duty often leaves them looking rather ugly. The new tenants at Killylinch are Admiral Croft, a more cheerful and more robust Henry Warrenitz, and his wife, the equally cheery Megan Dieter. Sir Walter allows that the Admiral doesn't look too bad and that his tenancy actually has a nice ring to it. Meanwhile, a trip to the coastal town of Lyme is proposed for the doughty Charles Musgrove, his ever-ailing Mary, their boys, his mother, the sisters Louisa and Henrietta, and with the moving about of a few tables and chairs on the stage at the Wells Metz, the sound of the wind blowing, the cries of seagulls, you could almost smell the salt air. It's at Lyme that Anne is once again thrown into the company of the restrained Captain Wentworth, Grant Goodman. Last summer, Goodman was the even more restrained Colonel Brandon in IU's Sense and Sensibility. The journey to Lyme is in part a pilgrimage for Captain Wentworth to console his friend Captain Benwick, a dark Devon May, on the death of his beloved wife, and to visit with longtime friend Captain Harville Nicholas Jenkins. As the group gets together, it seems to Anne's chagrin that more and more Wentworth is pairing off with the energetic Louisa. Louisa has a bad fall, and it's Anne who, as usual, is called on to marshal the support and the care. The villains of Persuasion are a cousin, Mr. Elliot, played with nice villainy by Jason Craig West, and his accomplice and perhaps mistress, Mrs. Clay, a weaselly, courtly Relia Spivak. A poor Mr. Elliot had no interest in being associated with the Kelly Lynch family, but a newly widowed and wealthy one is fixed on marrying Anne, while Mrs. Clay dallies with Sir Walter. During the care of the ailing Louisa, she and the grieving Captain Benwick fall in love, and one of Persuasion's great scenes is the moment when Anne learns that it is Benwick and not her Wentworth who are to be married. Ashley Dillard's tour de force of mixed emotions and joy is worth the evening's price of admission. That doesn't mean that Anne and Wentworth are reconciled, and their coming together is an eloquent feature of the novel and the play. Jennifer LeBlanc's graceful adaptation of Jane Austen's Persuasion, directed by Dale McFadden, joins Shakespeare's Love's Labour's Lost in the repertory at IU's Summer Theater with performances through July 23rd. The flexible scenic design is by Alan Yurchik. Attractive, true-to-the-period costumes are by Katie Cohen-Sickmeyer. Lighting is by Tony Storey. Sound design creation and tasteful interlude selections are by C.C. Cohn. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.